Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jackie Howard. 6 years after his death, convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein is back in the news. And despite the FBI maintaining that the millionaire financier committed suicide in prison, doubts linger. Added to that fray is the fact that the FBI released prison video of Epstein had nearly 3 minutes cut out of it before it was made public. The video is from the only camera near Epstein's cell the night before he was found dead, and it had been described as the full raw video. The roughly 11-hour video was released in an effort to stave off the continued rumors that foul play was involved in Epstein's death. News of three missing minutes is just fanning the flames. Attorney General Pam Bondi has attributed the three-minute discrepancy to a nightly system reset. It's unclear if the missing footage could show anything relevant. The existence of Epstein documents related to his prosecution is also garnering headlines. Government officials confirmed there is no Epstein client list, meaning wealthy and powerful men who were provided with underage girls for sex. Attorney General Pam Bondi released what she called the first phase of the declassified Epstein files in February. Flight logs, an evidence list, and a redacted list of contacts. The AG said at the time the Justice Department will release more files after redacting victims' names. When asked, Bondi said a list of Epstein's clients was on her desk for review. But in this month's memo, the Justice Department said there was no incriminating client list. And when pressed about it at a press conference, Bondi sidestepped the issue.
Today is about fentanyl overdoses throughout our country and people who have lost loved ones to fentanyl. That's the message that we're here to send today. Nothing about Epstein. I'm not going to talk about Epstein.
The July memo stated, quote, there was no credible evidence found that Epstein blackmailed prominent individuals as part of his actions. We did not uncover evidence that could predicate an investigation against uncharged third parties. With the political furor growing, President Donald Trump said on Thursday that he asked Attorney General Bondi to release grand jury testimony related to Epstein's criminal prosecution. Bondi replied in a social media post, President Trump, we are ready to move the court tomorrow to unseal the grand jury transcripts. In related news, the Justice Department this week fired Maureen Comey from the United States Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York, where she just led the prosecution of Sean Diddy Combs. That jury's decision was split. No word on why Comey was fired. It should be noted that Comey prosecuted Epstein before his death and then successfully prosecuted Ghislaine Maxwell, a former associate of Jeffrey Epstein. Comey worked in the U.S. Attorney's Office for nearly a decade. Maxwell, with interest in Epstein reinvigorated, is appealing her conviction. More crime and justice news after this. It was a 911 call that shocked the country.
Came upon a 12-year-old female who appears to be stabbed.
She appears to be what?
Stabbed.
12-year-old Peyton Leitner was lured by two of her classmates, one of them her best friend, into the woods after a slumber party. Leitner saw no danger in following Morgan Geiser and Anise Weir, also 12, into the woods. Then Geiser attacked Peyton with a knife, stabbing her 19 times. Weir was nearby, cheering Morgan on.
Morgan said, don't be afraid, I'm only a little kitty cat, and jumped on top of Bella and stabbed her repeatedly.
After the attack, the pair told Leitner to lay down and they would get help, but they didn't. Leitner dragged herself to a bike path where cyclist Rick Steinberg found her.
She says she's having trouble breathing. She said she was stabbed multiple times.
Stabbed multiple times?
Yes.
Okay, sir, are you with her right now?
Yes.
Is she awake?
She's awake.
Is she breathing?
Yeah, she's breathing. She said she can take shallow breaths. She's alert.
Oh. Is there any assailant around?
I didn't even look. I don't see anybody.
Okay, stay right with her, sir. Is she on the ground or is she standing up?
No, she's laying on the grass.
Is there any bleeding going on?
Her clothing has got blood on it.
Where are the wounds? Do you see where the wounds are?
No, I don't know if I should be rolling her over and checking or not.
Okay, so you see any active bleeding or blood spurting out or anything like that?
No, unless it's underneath her. I just see just dried blood.
Okay, just dried blood. Okay.
Peyton survived her terrible wounds after 5 hours of surgery. Investigators tracked down Morgan Geiser and Anissa Weir, who were found walking on Interstate 94 in Waukesha. The girls admitted to the stabbing in a plan to please an online fictional creature known as the Slender Man. Slender Man is tall, thin, with a featureless face, wearing a black suit, white shirt, and living in the woods. Weir was found guilty of attempted second-degree intentional homicide and was granted release from a mental health facility. Geiser was found not guilty by reason of insanity, but with her plea deal, she spent 8 years at a psychiatric facility. Now, a Waukesha County judge says Geiser can be released. Leitner's mother expressed concerns about where Geiser was set to be resettled, a group home just 8 miles from where the victim lives. The judge ordered a new plan, but neither details nor a release date have been announced. A few years ago, Peyton spoke with ABC's 2020. When asked what she would say to her attackers, this was her reply.
There's a lot that I would want to say to her. I would probably initially thank her, I would say, because of what she did, I have the life I have now, which I really, really like it. Like, without the whole situation, I wouldn't be who I am.
Stronger.
Mm-hmm.
For more crime and justice news, subscribe to Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcasting app. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jackie Howard.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.